I strengthen society by being the kind of person that I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. I had a talk with a young lady this morning, and as I was talking to the young lady, she was saying that she would like to, during her pause at her work, not sit with the group and discuss the politics of the office and the negative and the positive things that normally come up in a coffee clutch activity. That she would rather go out and she would rather take a walk. And I said, oh, you want to take a closer walk with God, huh? And she says, yes, that would be a nice thing. And I said, why don't you just go do it? She said, well, the manager in the office is a motherly lady, and she likes to have her family over at her house, and she likes to have these people in her world because they're so wonderful, and then she likes to make the office into a little family too, with everybody in the staff sort of working together harmoniously and talking around the table and sharing the good stuff of the things that they're talking about, and just sort of having a office family, a family office or whatever like that. And I said, well, now, I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. In the first place, if you are with a group and they bring up anything negative, all you have to do is bring up something positive. You don't have to say, that is negative. We don't talk things like that, you know. You bring up something positive. You bring up, did you notice how beautiful it was this morning when the sun came up? Sun came up, but you're doing up that early. It was just glorious, you know, and all the sky just sparkled out and said, here I am, world. And the sun popped over the horizon, and everybody was looking where I was. Everybody's looking up there and saying, isn't that beautiful? Isn't it wonderful how nature brings forth such beauty? Nature, that's God. No, that's nature. God created that. That's not God. That's nature. But it's God. You're right. Hey, you know, you are right. God is everything. God is the clouds. God is the moon, the sun, the stars. God is the earth. God is you and God is me. You're right. Hey, I forget that too easily. You know, I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. And so then she says to the group, she says, well, you know, I feel so good when I work here in this office. There is so much joy and so much harmony that I share here in this office that when it comes to time for the coffee pause, when it comes time for the pause or the break, I just want to go out and dance barefoot in the lawn and sing, it's a wonderful, wonderful life. And you know, the hills are alive with the sound of music. You want to go do that? Yes, I do. I just feel like Julie Andrews, and I just feel how wonderful it is to be living the sound of music. We're here in Switzerland, you know. We might as well be living the sound of music here, too. And they say, man, you're a strange lady. Well, I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. What's that strengthening society by being the kind of person you are? Well, when I love doing something, I just go do it. Even when everybody else says it's wrong. Well, nobody says it's wrong because I don't think people say it's wrong. What do you think people would think if they saw me out in the parkway here dancing in the grass bare feet and singing, the hills are alive with the sound of music? They'd say, wow, isn't she a glorious lady? She's doing her own thing. She's being herself and she's having fun. And drivers would stop. And they'd gather along the side of the road, and they'd watch this Terpsichorean lady with a body as beautiful as any goddess that ever lived. And they'd watch her as her flowing robes danced in the morning breeze, and she ran along in the grass saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. Isn't life wonderful? Isn't this a great and a beautiful world? And then they'd all say, I wish I had the courage to do that. And she wouldn't say to them, come join me, because she doesn't care. She is being herself and having fun. If someone wants to come join her, they're welcome, but they have to be themselves. And she doesn't invite anyone into her world But everyone who wants to come in her world and live in her world of brightness and cheer and happiness and fun is welcome. So during the coffee pauses, she goes out for a walk, and she takes a closer walk with God. Well, now you and I know that God is in her, and she doesn't have to go anywhere to be having a closer walk with God. But sometimes, just to be out in nature, to walk along the parkway, to walk along the trees, and to look at the lovely things that God hath wrought, the lovely things that she has created there for herself to enjoy, makes everything beautiful. And when she comes back from her pause, she comes into the room dancing away and sitting in her chair and delightfully working at her things. And people say, "Where have you been? What have you been drinking?" You know? And she said, "I've been drinking the nectar of the gods. I've been drinking the ambrosia of the divinity in all of us. Would you like some? It's available free. All you have to do is be yourself and have fun." And everybody in her office says to her, "Woo-wee, what a fabulous woman. I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am." What kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person that lives in the limitation of what your expectation is, of what you think the world wants you to be? Now just imagine Gertrude here, coming out of the door of her house with Luna in tow, her lovely little terrier puppy dog with her, and all of a sudden she takes her hands and she throws them up in the air and she says, "What a wonderful day!" And the post office looks over at her, and the bakery looks over at her, and all the people look over at her and they say, "You're right." And she says, "I am taking a walk with my dog, and we're going to walk in the park." "Oh, you're so smart. I wish I had a dog to walk in the park with. I don't have anything to walk in the park with." "Well, walk with yourself. Take yourself for a walk in the park." Did you used to do that?" "No, but now that I have a dog, I do. A dog is very helpful." Okay. So she takes her little Jack Russell Terrier and she walks in the park. And as she walks in the park, the dog sees these giant dogs come along. And she says to her dog, "Luna, they're friends." And Luna looks at them and says, "I'm not sure." And her mommy says, "Luna, they're friends. Now, Luna, you just sit still and wag your tail and smile at them. And they'll come and say good morning to you and go on their way. They won't even care about smelling you. They'll just go their way." And so the dogs come up to Luna, and they nose to nose and say, "Good morning, sweetheart." And then they go on their way. And Luna says, "Ma, you're right." And you see, whatever Luna's mother has in her mind about Luna, Luna has in her mind about herself. Because Luna is a reflection of her mother. Luna is a reflection of her master. And so her master just creates Luna as the most gentle, loving, caring, wonderful puppy in the world. And they go on continuing with their walk. And then Gertrude says, "Well, if my friend Christina can take off her shoes and dance in the grass, I can too." And so she takes off her shoes and her socks. And she starts dancing in the grass. And she says, "My God, I feel 100 years younger. And that means I haven't even been born yet. And I feel wonderful." And then she looks down at her feet and she says, "I am so happy I created these perfect feet. I am so happy I created this perfect body, langlaufen throughout all of Switzerland on my skis. I am so happy that I am so wonderful. Oh, I feel so good." And so then, a chip off the old block, she dances in the grass and she says, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." And she says, "I am so glad I took singing lessons. Before I took singing lessons, I'd be afraid to open my mouth in public. But now I'm on the stage in Switzerland, in Zurich, no less, with a major choir with hundreds of members in the choir, and I am chosen as one of them because I'm good. And I sing, and I sing my part, and I sing beautifully, and I am good. And she throws out her arms, and she dances across the grass singing, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." And she is so happy. And she is so alive. And she is so perfect. Now, I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. What kind of person are we? Are we the kind of person who stands up for who we are? Are we the kind of person who does not know a stranger because everyone is a friend? Are we the kind of person that does not know a problem because everything is just an opportunity for us to come up with a wonderful solution? Are we the kind of person that create the world around us filled with joy and happiness and laughter? Are we the kind of person that just bubbles? I was telling about Ellen a little earlier here. She went to our neighbor who was sick in bed, very, very down. He was on his, "I'm on my last legs." And Ellen comes in, walking in the room, and the guy's laying there half dead. And she says, "You're whole and perfect. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're wonderful." And she did this for at least 15 minutes. And the guy was lying in bed. And little by little, he got his energy back, and he looked at her. And pretty soon he was sitting up. And he says, she says, "You let it go, didn't you?" And he said, "Yes." And she says, "You're whole and perfect." He says, "Yes." And 2 days later, when Ellen asked him a favor, we usually paid him for the favor, he says, "No charge, because I'm healed, and you made me know it." And that's been going on now for months, because Ellen took the time to say to someone she loved, someone she believed in, that they were whole and perfect. Now, can Ellen do that to herself? Yep. Can Ellen do that to her family? Yep. Can Ellen do that to her whole world? Yep. Can Ellen do that to her business? Yep. Can Ellen do that to her children's business? Yep. Can Ellen do that? Can Ellen do that? Yes. Then why doesn't she?
She does.
She does do it. Ellen cannot keep her big, wonderful mouth shut. She's always got to say, "The hills are alive with the sound of music. That wonderful sound that I've heard before." And she sings that for everybody. And everybody says, "Yes. Yes." And then she tops it off with her famous quotation that she has taken directly from the divine within her. And it says, "You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect." And then she concludes it with her benediction. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And you see, this is what we're all about. I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. And Ingeborg, what's the kind of person you are? Are you the kind of person that does not know anybody in your world who isn't glorious and beautiful 100% of the time? Everybody in your world is glorious and beautiful 100% of the time. And whenever anyone has an anxiety in their heart, you reach over to them and say, "I love you. Sincerely." And when anyone wants to talk you out of being happy and kind, you reach over and you say, "I love you. I think you're wonderful." And mean it from the depth of your heart. Are you the kind of person, whenever there's an anger starting up somewhere, you are the oil on the water that brings all things back to peace and harmony and goodness? I think you are. You see, I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. And you strengthen society by being the kind of person you are. Each of us strengthens society by being the kind of person we are. Are you ready to live in that consciousness? Christina, what kind of an office are you going to go back into when you get back there after your wonderful seminar visit over here? Is it going to be, the hills are alive with the sound of music? And you, Gertrude, when you go back to your wonderful home surrounded by your grandchildren and your children and your wonderful friends that you have at the post office and at the bakery and everywhere else, are you going to go back and are you going to hear them singing, Gertrude, you're home, the hills are alive once again with the sound of music because you are here? I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. And Ingeborg, is all the world in which you live going to be richer, fuller, more wonderful, more magnificent because you overlook all the little hurts that people have? You reach into their heaped up heart and find the spirit of truth there. Find love, find peace, find harmony because you have made it. Oh, I'm sure you are, and you too will sing, the hills are alive with the sound of music. And Ellen, our great practitioner, she is now in the process of sorting through her files. She's like Santa Claus sitting here on the table in front of us, looking with this magnifying glass into the homes of children all over the world. And Ellen, that's Ellen, she's sitting with her magnifying glass, looking into the lives of all those she knows and loves. And she sees her family, and she looks into their homes, and she sees them happy. She sees them joyous. She sees them filled with peace and harmony. She sees them a wonderful, 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 fulfilled family of love. Not bad, huh?
Yes.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. I'll have to get the rest of the words for that. I strengthen society by being the kind of person I am. We've all got a job ahead of us, and it's a fun job. One that you're ready for, I'm ready for, and the world is ready for. I love you. 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 I love you.